taking the trash out is so boring, isn't it?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better if, like, you felt appreciated when you took the trash out?
Who's going to appreciate it? Your spouse? Like, hey, honey, I really appreciate you doing that. That's not a fun job. Thank you.
I mean, sure. But what if it was the trash can?
Oh, the trash can is appreciating
it? Yeah. What if the trash can itself appreciated your deposit?
Like a talking trash can?
This city in Sweden is trying to entice residents to help clean up the streets a little bit, you know?
Okay.
So they have installed talking garbage cans. And after you throw away your trash, well, I'll just play it for you, okay?
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. Was that a moan? Was that a moan from the trash can?
Yes, the garbage cans moan. And they say racy things after being fed trash.
I am uncomfortable.
That is a trash can.
No, sir.
That is a trash can.
No, I don't. I don't need those sounds coming from a trash can. I would like, you know, like, nom, nom, nom. Oh, that was tasty. Thank you so much. Or something like that. Like Cookie Monster eating some cookies. That would be fun to listen to. But no, I don't need moaning.
Maybe that didn't work. Maybe they tried that before. Maybe it just didn't work.
I don't think they tried that. I think they went straight to the moaning and I'm uncomfortable.
Well, they're seeing if it's going to work. So, you know, maybe.
I don't think it's going to work.
Kelly.
Listen, I can't make my kids take the trash out then. Oh, God.
This trash can really likes this trash.
No. No, sir.
Really likes it a lot.
See, that takes away a chore that I've given to my kids. I'm not. No. That is problematic.
So.
Let's make it more happy fun, like eating noises, like nom, 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 nom.
Well, again, these aren't trash cans, personal trash cans. These are the trash cans that are around the city. So,
okay, well, maybe, this would be fun. Like burping sound effects. Like you feed it and then a big belching sound effect. That would be funny.
Sure. Kelly, you know what? Obviously, they didn't ask you before.
They did not. They did not come to me first because I would have told them from the very beginning, nope, wrong sounds.
Before they went straight to...
Nothing sassy about that. That is so misplaced. Such a bad idea. I mean, I like where their head's at. Let's make taking out the trash a little bit more fun. I get that. Just pick the wrong sounds. They pick the wrong sound.
Well, we'll see. If it cleans up Sweden, this city in Sweden, then we'll know that at least that city is all right with it. So,
99.7 JX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you missed it, yesterday we have an update for you from Chastity. She was a listener we spoke to last week who had a predicament with a guy friend of hers who... She was just wanting to give him some experience before setting him off into the world of dating. Did she? That update coming up after Billie Eilish on 99.7 JX. So we spoke to Chastity last week. She had a predicament where she was concerned her best guy friend, 29, virgin. She was thinking, you know what? Let's keep feelings out of it. Why don't I just help him with that?
Right. Let's just get the first time out of the way so that he doesn't have to worry about that as he's trying to navigate the dating world. Because I think there have been some, he'd run into an issue where some women didn't want to be the first, wanted him to have some experience.
Right. And she says, look, he's not gay. He's awkward around women. Can't get past this huge hurdle in his brain. And so she's like, I've never felt anything romantic for him, but I've been friends with him a long time.
Right. I care about him. I just want to help him out.
Now, I said, go for it. Do it this weekend and
tell us about it
because I'm weird like that. Kelly.
So many people were just like, listen, no, it can change things.
It's risky. Yeah.
Yes. It can change the dynamic between you. You may think that it wouldn't and that you can keep feelings out of it, but you just don't know. And once that happens... You kind of can't go back.
You can't go back, yeah. Right? That box has been opened.
Okay.
We got an update.
Okay. So, hey, Ben and Kelly, wow, the response was more than I anticipated.
Okay.
I told you that you hadn't ever had an issue like mine before. I even had several friends text me over the weekend saying they knew that you guys were talking about me, LOL.
Okay.
Anyways, I know why you reached back out to me, so here's the update. We did hang out last weekend. I still hadn't made up my mind whether I was going to go for it or not. I definitely thought about the, quote, clinical side of things and thought that may be awkward and weird, but it would get done what needed to get done and keep feelings in check. Again, let me reiterate to you all, I had no romantic feelings toward him.
Yeah, we were talking about just make it very clinical. Like, this goes here, that goes there, and
like,
let's...
Like a teacher and student.
Right.
Which, that's not a really good... Anyway.
Costumes.
Inappropriate. I wanted this to be just one friend helping out another friend. Neither one of us seeing anyone, so, you know, that's all it would be.
Right.
I asked him if he wanted to come over and hang out. Mm-hmm. We were planning on grilling out, having a few drinks, maybe playing some cards like we've done before.
Mm-hmm.
He came over, and the drinks started flowing.
I'm sorry. Sorry, that's premature. Sorry.
You're assuming.
I am assuming. I'm
telling myself the whole time we're just friends hanging out. Nothing wrong with that. Stop.
Right, sorry.
Instead of cards, I suggest we play Twister.
No, come on. Come on. We play Twister? Come on now. We know where this is going.
So we started playing. I can tell you we didn't finish the game. I don't know what color means to take your clothes off, but before we both knew it, that's what we landed on, and that's what happened. Right there on the Twister mat.
Right, what?
Right on the Twister mat.
Oh,
right then and there.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was awkward, but at the same time, it wasn't.
Oh.
He made a joke about never playing that version of Twister before. After about an hour, we decided we were hungry and made some sandwiches again.
Oh.
I told you we were just friends. It had been for a long time. And I had no romantic feelings towards him. Until this weekend.
Oh, buddy.
After a weekend filled with the sandwich making,
mm-hmm.
I think I was fooling myself into thinking we didn't already have feelings for each other.
Mm.
We did talk about what happened. We both agreed to give us a shot. So I guess we're boyfriend-girlfriend now.
Oh.
I never would have pictured myself with him, but because he's not the type of guy I usually go for, but here we are.
Wow.
I would be lying if I told you I wasn't a little scared of us not working out and him not being a friend anymore, but there's no turning back now.
That's true.
Wish us luck. Thank you both for giving me the confidence to make this leap.
Look at that!
Give her the anthem.
Yeah! My God!
Woo!
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Oh, yeah!
I'll let you touch my butt!
Okay, stop! Stop!
So,
what color is? Take your clothes off.
I know, I was going to say.
Is that red?
Red, maybe. Green.
Blue.
No, it's probably green.
Is it green?
It's probably
it's
green.
The green light.
It's probably
yes.
green.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
We
okay.
played Twister. What an opening.
You know what? Tonight, let's not play Uno. Let's play Twister.
Yeah. What do you say? We've had some margaritas.
That is great. We're going to have great balance. It's a perfect choice after the margs. Yeah.
It's so great. I feel a little too voyeuristic in my brain because I've pictured the scene play out in my brain.
Was Twister involved in your brain?
No, it was
yeah,
not.
No, it wasn't. But I mean, what a door to open, right?
Oh, shoot.
I mean, if there was going to be a way to ease into that.
Well, they did.
They did.
They did.
Bethany's all like, LMAO, I told you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah. I think this is great.
Chastity, you.
What a good friend.
Yeah.
She's a really good friend.
You are a really good friend.
She really gets the best friend award.
You are the best of friends.
You know what? I feel like this has like really great potential because of the solid foundation of their friendship in the beginning.
I feel like I had said that last week where I was like, you know, good friends are a great place to start a romantic relationship.
Right.
So,
and so is a Twister mat.
So apparently is some drinks and a Twister mat. All right. Well, hey, keep us posted, Chastity.
Oh, and invite us to game night.
Wow. Invite us to game night. Setting the bar. Kelly, first of all, what are those?
Those are examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Sure. You ever wonder why you see those signs that say for display only?
Well, they don't want you to use it as intended.
Yeah, Jacob might be the reason why there are signs like this. Because if you can manage to make it through the day without dropping a deuce in the display toilet at an appliance store, you're doing okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I lived this. I worked at a lumber store when I was 16. Mm-hmm. And one of my jobs, I was a cashier and we had to clean up two aisles. Oh, one of them was the display toilets. And yes, one of them was used and I had to clean it
up. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Oh, my God. I'm triggered. I'm triggered from bad memories. I had suppressed it, and now I remember it. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, before we go any further, Jacob is four.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if it makes it any better, but...
No, I think it does, a little bit. Because kids, sometimes, maybe you just didn't understand, like, oh, there's so many of them in a row. I can just pick which one. This one looks nice. I need to go. How about that one?
All right. So Jacob was with his siblings and parents walking around Saturday morning at a home supply store. Mm-hmm. And they turn around for an instant. That's all it takes. And Jacob decided.
Gotta go.
Yep. Jacob decided, you know what? These display toilets, it triggered something in my body and I got to go. And so.
Your body knows when it's near, when it's nearby. And then it's like, it's go time.
Yep, and so parents turned around, and by the time they noticed, it was too late. Jacob had already dropped a very big deuce.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, he couldn't wait.
Yeah, and so, look, he was still on the potty, on the toilet. So Dad had to wipe his butt and explain about the toilets in the shops are not actual toilets. And Mom was there too, and
did they have to buy that one?
No, but Dad had to fish it out.
Oh gosh. Oh now, no. Now, I can just imagine like Mom's reaction was just like, oh no.
Well, luckily, like the shop employees, they all thought it was hysterical.
It is. I mean, the picture's pretty fantastic.
We've tweeted out the story. It's a post on Facebook, really. That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
At Ben and Kelly Show. But there, yeah, setting the bar. You know, you look at those display toilets. They're nice, shiny, and fancy, but they're not to be used.
No, but listen, when you're four and you gotta go, and you're like, oh, yeah, body's telling you, that's typically where you do that. I'm four, so I'm still new to mastering the potty training thing.
Yeah.
Right? And what a big accomplishment. Like, hey, listen, every time I do this, they give me a treat.
Give me a treat.
I'm going for it.
All right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without dropping a big old deuce in the display toilet, then you're doing okay.
Oh, I'm triggered. I mean, I live that life.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
We got a message, as we typically do, from Dina. Said, I got the perfect phone tap for you since they're short-staffed. My husband, Dean, has been working the customer service line at the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Mm. I know he'd get a kick out of hearing from a Hassan Pepper.
Do you know that? Well... We're going to sick William on him because William's got a bird problem.
Oh, Dean's just the guy to fix it.
Yeah. Welcome to your phone tap.
DNR, Fish and Wildlife. This is Dean.
Hi there. This is Department of Natural Resources.
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
Yeah. Look. Hey, listen, buddy. Looking for someone to give me some bird information.
Okay. What kind of information did you need?
Well, you see, I got these damn birds in my yard, and I'm just trying to figure out what kind of birds they are and how I can get rid of them.
You want to get rid of the birds?
Yeah, that's right. They're a nuisance. They make an annoying noise, and I think they're stealing things from me.
Okay, so the birds are stealing things from you.
Well, listen, I don't have surveillance video or anything. I'm not rich, but some things have gone missing in my backyard. Like gardening gloves, my cat, and all that, and I keep seeing these birds around.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, what kind of birds are these?
Well, that's why I'm calling you. They're pretty big, and they make this sound like, bawk, bawk.
Oh, my God. I'm not sure I'd be able to tell what kind of bird they are from that sound, but it Doesn't sound like a bird that I know.
Listen. Can you just tell me what kind of birds these are?
Well, I can't really tell from your description. You haven't given me any like plumage or anything like that. So I don't know what kind of bird it is just from what you're saying to me right now.
Oh, for goodness sake, it's a buck! Buck! Like that.
Okay, to me that sounds more like a duck than a bird.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's a bird, sir. They travel in packs. I looked them up on YouTube and their mating rituals. I've seen a whole bunch of them. Can you not send someone out here to capture them?
Well, no, we don't normally do that.
Listen, is there a way for me to scare them away? I've heard that if you play loud music, they'll fly away. Is that true?
Yeah, you could try that, sure.
All right, so what kind of music are we talking about? I got Justin Bieber, I've got Metallica, I've got mariachi music, what?
Wow, that's quite a variety.
Listen, it's the same tactic I use to scare away runners. I'll put the speakers in my window and blast away. What do you think?
Sure, yeah, that's good luck to you, sir. That sounds like a fine idea.
Hang on. What if I turn on 99.7 DJX and play that real loud?
Yeah, I guess that's worth a try, too. Sure.
Yeah,
I know. That's a station. I turn on Ben and Kelly, and you know when they do one of those phone taps, and they'll scare the birds right off, you know? When they call and they put someone on the radio and mess with them a little bit. You've heard those, haven't you, Dean?
Wait, this is the radio?
Connect to
Dean. Dean, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX.
Oh, oh my god. Oh man, you know, I've heard you guys do these, and wait a second. I can't believe you got me for so long. Wow.
So
Dean.
Professional.
Yeah, your wife Dina.
She said you'd like to hear from a hockey.
I know. And you shall receive. That is your phone
tap.
That
Ben and Kelly, they're scary, though.
Yep. 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. The Mega Millions is $279 million jackpot drawing today. We have a little bit of lottery etiquette to get to coming up next in a DM that we received. All right. So at Ben and Kelly Show, that coming up next here on 99.7 DJX. Good morning. At Ben and Kelly Show, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, DM us. Sometimes we'll dive in and see what you got to say.
So, hey, Ben and Kelly, help me settle something, please.
All right.
My buddy had his birthday last Saturday, and I saw on Facebook that his friend gave him a lottery tree. It was full of lottery tickets and scratch-offs.
That's cool.
I told my wife, that's a stupid gift to give someone.
Why?
If that person does win big, you'll be mad if they don't give you some of the winnings.
Uh-huh.
Of course, they don't have to give you a cent, but it could hurt your relationship big time if they didn't give you a percentage.
Oh, wow.
So, do you think if a friend gives you a winning lottery scratch-off ticket, you should have to give them a kickback? Thanks and love your show.
Wow. I guess I don't think about that a whole lot because I don't give lottery tickets. But do you remember when we had Mr. Gribbs, and if you're a long listener of the show, you know we had this mobster friend who would come around the show.
Years.
Yeah, for many years, and he'd call and he'd give his opinion on things. And but one of his calling cards was he would come by the radio station. He'd just drop off lottery tickets.
Did I win a couple of bucks? I think I won a couple. Bucks.
Literally, it was probably only like $1 or $2. But yes,
right.
I do think you did. But like he was one where I remember when we were in that era, the Mr. Gribbs era, that thinking, man, if we win something like substantial, I wonder if he's going to come a knocking and say, "Hey."
Well, how would he know unless you told him?
Well, I mean, we'd probably talk about it.
Would we?
I don't know. Do you and I need to have a sidebar? I don't know.
Yeah, I think maybe.
My
parents used to do this. They'd give us, for stocking stuffers,
mm-hmm.
a bunch of lottery tickets. I think maybe one of us won like 40 bucks one time. But I feel like it's a gift. The word gift means you don't expect anything in return.
Right. And I don't think if I was giving lottery tickets, like I would expect anything. However,
if someone won a substantial amount of money.
How much?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, okay, if you win $100, all right, that's great. You know, I don't want to cut into your winnings. But if you win,
want a slice of like $1,000?
No, not even that. But if you win like $100,000 on a lottery ticket that I've given you, maybe $1,000.
Okay.
Hey, I wouldn't have even considered buying this for me. You gave it to me. Here's a thank you. It's almost like a tip for good service, you know?
If they want $100,000, you just want $1,000?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be appropriate, right?
Okay.
I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth, but are you saying you'd want more?
I don't know.
Even though you said, no, I wouldn't expect anything,
you
but if
what?
They want $100,000.
First of all, I'm taking my tickets, I'm scratching in private, I'm not telling anybody anything.
Yeah, but if, okay, your friend gives you a lottery tree and...
I'm going to scratch those later. Thank you so much. I'll put
right,
that on my purse.
Right.
I'm going to scratch that later.
And they come back and they say, hey, by the way, did you win anything?
Nope, I sure didn't.
You would lie to them.
I would. You know what? Bummer. Yeah. It was fun, though. I really appreciated the fun and the mystery of, you know, scratching off that ticket. Wish it would have hit.
Oh, man. Where'd you get the new car? Yeah, funny thing.
Husband sold a couple houses. Look at that. Yeah, he was like, on a streak.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. Someone texted in and said, it's polite to give 10% of anything over $2,000. I think that's just a...
So there is a rule.
I don't know. I don't think there's a rule. I don't think there can be a rule. Natalie says, even in court, a gift is a gift, so you can't take it back no matter the amount. So
now,
I know. I understand you couldn't take them to court and say, hey, I gave you a winning lottery ticket. You owe me money. No.
That's not going to stand up.
No. Again, kind of looking at the... Is it polite to, is it kind of expected? And what is the amount? I think anything over, if you're winning over $100,000, I wouldn't expect it, but I would kind of.
You'd like a little slice of that cheese?
I would kind of like. Wow. Okay. So, you got $100,000. Why didn't.
Oh, look at that. From the ticket I bought you?
From the ticket I got you. Okay.
Wow.
So it's the one that I got you, right?
The one that I spent my money on.
It's the same thing in the office when the lottery would get to be really big and, you know, the front office crew would come around with the envelope saying, hey, do you want to throw in a couple bucks? And I would never have cash on me. I'm saying, and then she'd be like,
spot me.
And she'd say, oh, no, I got you. And so she'd toss in a couple dollars for me. Legally, I don't think I would be entitled to any of that. Because
I don't think you would.
That wouldn't have been my money because I feel like there has even been court cases where offices have won with the whole, oh, I got you. But then when it came down to it, when they won millions of dollars, they were like,
yeah,
listen,
you didn't put your $2 in.
Ben didn't even put in. He's not getting any of this.
Oh, boy.
Are we saying $100,000? I mean, I'm just saying $100,000. But
okay, you going to make that rule? We saying $1,000?
Do you think that's fair? $100,000? Do you think that's too high?
I would say if you're hitting $10,000, give me a little something.
Okay, so if you are gifted a lottery ticket, we're going to say on the show here now, if you're gifted a lottery ticket and you win something over $10,000, a little something should be given. And then what if you give like, okay, oh, here's $100. Is that too low?
It's too low.
If you're
winning $10,000.
If you're winning $10,000.
And you're giving $100.
Maybe you just take him. You know what I would do? I'd probably just take him out to dinner. Yeah, let's celebrate.
All right. Okay.
All right. I don't think we helped at all.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I don't think
what we found out is I'm not telling anybody if I hit the lottery. That's what we found out. And you'd like $100? Is that what you'd like?
No.
If they hit thousands of dollars, you want $100?
No, I'm saying that would not be good. I would be a little miffed if they won like $10,000, $100,000, and they only gave me $100. I'd want like $1,000 at least.
Yeah, Jared said, keep it yourself and go get gas. Gas is high. Absolutely. That would run out real quick if you hit the lottery nowadays.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for reaching out. Sorry.
Yeah, Chase says wrap it up. This has been a really long segment. So he's done. He's done with the conversation.
Well, he's just salty because he hasn't won cash from a lottery. That's why. You know, the story of how people meet is always very unique, very personal, right?
Uh-huh.
But what if one person thinks it happened one way, but the other person knows it was actually the other way?
Okay, so then you are wrestling with the question of, do you reveal the truth?
Yeah, we're going to dive into the DMs here. And if you've got something that you want to, you know, ask us or have us toss out, you can always DM us at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
It says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I love listening to you both. Got a quick question. I heard you talking about 100% honesty in a relationship is unhealthy. Did we ever say that?
Yeah, I mean, I've said before that, you know, maybe having 99% honesty is good, but just maybe you don't have to tell, like, the entire truth all the time.
To save feelings?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So here's my situation, they write. As far as my wife knows, we met by chance. In actuality, though, she was a friend of a friend of mine on social media, and her profile piqued my interest.
Okay.
Now, I did not contact her by that medium with the information she shared. It was easy enough to meet her in person without giving myself away.
Mm-hmm.
We hit it off. I'm sure she'd be flattered to learn the truth, but I'd be embarrassed if she told anyone else.
Okay.
Currently, no one but me knows, although I do find myself shifting uncomfortably when the story of how we met comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be best to just tell my wife the truth or keep it to myself?
So he is, or sorry, so his wife is thinking it was kind of a meet cute. One of those.
Yes.
Like chance. Like a chance encounter. They bump into yes. each other and then sparks fly.
The universe bringing them together.
Yeah, but the universe was actually him social media stalking her, finding out where she was going to be so he could run into her.
Yes.
Okay.
Which honestly, I think that's sweet. I mean, it worked out. They're married.
Yeah, I was going to say they're married. So kind of.
So that shows like he went through effort to make sure they met. They might not have.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is it going to be a huge deal if she knows that it was a little bit more than just a meet cute?
I don't know. It really depends on how she could interpret this. Like if she puts a lot of stock in the universe brought us together, that means that we're meant to be.
Like serendipity and all that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or, you know, she might have been put off by thinking he was being stalkerish, which doesn't seem like he's like stalker level.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, oh, she's cute. Let me figure some stuff out about her. Like did some investigating and then figured out a way to meet her.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it fell into place naturally.
Yeah, I mean, I could see how it would maybe be a little bit of a buzzkill for her, especially if she's been telling her friends all this time, like, oh my gosh, it was just a chance encounter. It was so cute, blah, 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 blah.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was still meant to be that he found her profile and liked it and decided, I've got to meet this woman somehow.
So you're thinking, just keep that to yourself? Don't worry about it?
I think there's romance in what he did. And I think if he spins it and just like, listen, you were kind of caught up in the fact that you thought the universe brought you together. Well, it did when I found your profile originally. And I decided I've got to meet you. We have got to meet to see if there's chemistry and if we could have a future. And yay, we did. We're married. Yay.
Yeah, it's wild because we're getting different responses from people like, hey, keep it quiet. Major stalker vibes. And you know, like Lisa had texted us and said, hey, my ex-boyfriend did this to me. I seriously thought it was cute. Like, I didn't see it as stalking at all. I saw it as another level of interest. I think she'll be fine. So, man.
Well, Andrew, the love doctor, is saying I'm right. So I'm
Wait, what did you say? I wasn't even listening.
Maybe we tell her the truth, but just let her understand the romance behind what it is that he did.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you got to tell her, if you're going to tell her the truth, and look, you guys are married now, so really this shouldn't be a big deal. But
it shouldn't be. But, you know, if she's hung up on the universe brought us together and it's meant to be, the universe brought his eyes to her profile.
Yeah, but
he noticed her and said, I've got to move heaven and earth to make sure we meet. Because otherwise, we might not have. We met because of my actions.
Yeah, so I feel like he needs to approach it the right way, though. Like, he can't be like, he can't say stalking you on social media. He can't say any of that. Like, just like, oh, you know, the chance encounter was actually because
I set that up.
I set that up because I saw you.
I thought you were really cute.
Yeah.
And I saw some stuff, and I kind of figured out a plan that I think we can meet if I show up here. Now, Jacqueline says, I think if he tells her, it may be bad, but it's not something good to keep from her either.
my ex did something similar, and the fact that we ended up together because I thought this, but he actually did things to make it happen that way. If it worked for us for a little while, but when the relationship is based and started on a lie, it's not a good sign.
Yeah, so I think we're all saying, don't worry about that, just tell her.
Yes, but again, it's the way that you reveal it and frame it as such that, listen, yes, the universe brought us together, but it started with me finding your profile.
All right. Well,
and then I decided I've got to figure out a way to meet her, and I set it up so we did meet, and it worked out.
Well, good luck. I'd love to hear some wild this is how we met stories. If you've got a story that it's like
99.7 DJX.
The story of how our listener met his wife is a little different than the chance encounter she thinks they had.
He actually kind of stalked her on social media and was able to locate where she would be and kind of bump into her. So
when you say stalk, that's a strong word. He investigated and figured out a way that he could maybe show up at a place where she might be so they could meet organically.
So we asked, hey, do you have any crazy, like, meet cute stories of how you and your significant other met up? We got a text from a listener that was like, I met my husband at Target in the toy aisle.
Oh, how cute. That's adorable. Audra said, met my husband in the Big Lots parking lot during a car meetup. 20 years and three kids later, we've been married for 16 years.
Wow.
And I kind of asked him, like, what does that mean? She said it's an old web board, LouisvilleStreets.com, and users would just meet up to hang out and look at each other's cars on the weekend, like 9 to 10 p.m. after businesses was closed. And at the time, we were meeting at Big Lots on Bardstown Road, Hurstbourne Lane. I liked his car. It was a red 96 Z28 Camaro. We decided to meet for lunch, and it went from there.
All right. Megan.
I had to get pregnant with someone else's baby to be able to even meet my boyfriend.
Okay.
Oh, so, when you say it like that, it sounds like you did it on purpose.
Yeah, it does sound like you did it on purpose. Like,
I did not.
Hang on a second. Give me a half an hour. I'll be back.
Yeah, literally, no. So, anyway, so this is what actually had to happen. So, I literally, back in 2020, you know, when COVID hit and everything, I did my son's father. Well, then, you know, I ended up getting pregnant with my son. We had broken up in November of 2020, and then I had my son in 2021, and then I was trying to find childcare for when I went back to work. Well, a couple of different things fell through, so I was like, pain to me, and I posted on childcare of Southern Indiana Facebook group. I found my adoptive sister. One was further away from me and Jeff, and one was right on the left to call me, but I like to hide, and I like the atmosphere better than one of Jeff. Well, my sister, her name is Jeff. She's married to her husband, now Lance, and the whole, I first time I met him, I kind of like made a joke, like, if he was bragging about how amazing her husband is, I'm like, well, you know, when he's a single guy, he's just a girl in my face, and so they both tell each other, like, well, actually, you do know someone, so that's my current boyfriend. Well, for him to be able to meet me, he had to find her on a dating site and actually start kind of seeing her a little bit, but then they ended up staying friends. He moved out to Utah, had to have a car accident to be able to send him back home, like to come back home, because he was kind of financially out at that point. He had to come back home to Louisville, and then had to stay friends with Jen, and then there, that's how we met.
Megan, okay,
what I'm gathering is you had to get pregnant, and he had to move away, have a car crash, and move back for you guys to meet.
Correct.
Wow.
Okay.
I needed a flow chart to follow that, Megan.
If I hadn't gotten pregnant, I wouldn't have had to find childcare, and I wouldn't have met Jen, which means I wouldn't have met my boyfriend.
Ah, there you go.
Yes.
There it is. All right, Megan, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem.
You're welcome.
Well, it was like a Lifetime movie. She just described the entire plot.
My head is spinning.
I gave you guys a condensed version.
Oh, shoot. All right.
I love her.
Gary rolls in and says, my wife's mother was married to my uncle before my wife was born. So my uncle passed away, and then her mom met another guy, and they had my wife. We're not related, I swear.
Wow.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right. It's Ben and Kelly here. 99.7.
Abby says, I love when Ben is a low-key jerk.
My head started hurting. Little kid or drunk adult? So, Kelly, let's introduce you to Danielle, calling us from Shelbyville. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty well. Danielle's got brown hair. She drives a Honda HR-V. She's single, but no. She's happy. She ain't looking to date right now.
I'm doing my thing.
I know, I know. You do your thing, you do it well, right?
Oh, yes.
And her karaoke song is...
Oh, my gosh. Let's hear Danielle.
This is her big moment.
This is her moment.
Oh, no.
Come on, Danielle. She's like, I Will Survive is my karaoke song Warren every time.
Did. I'm regretting telling you that.
I get a couple Natty Lights in me, and man, I tell you what. Don't turn around now. Oh, wait.
Turns out it's Ben's song, too.
No, I had to butcher it. Can we just sit and listen to this for a hot
we're
second?
We're marinating a little bit in it, aren't we? I love it.
All right. So how often, by the way, do you go karaoke?
Oh, not very often.
No. Okay.
Well, it should be often because I bet it sounds amazing.
Oh, your faith in me is wonderful.
Listen, when we've all had a couple margaritas, we all sound great. So, you know.
Yes, very
it's
true.
It's all good. All right. So little kid, drunk adult, Kelly, explain to Danielle what the game is all about.
Well, it is a magical, magical game where we're going to hear a story, and then you have the very difficult task of trying to figure out if that story happened to the person when they were either a little kid or a drunk adult, and many, 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 if not 100% of the time, it can go either way.
That's right. That's right. Danielle, you up for it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Number one.
I got into a fist fight whether or not Mike Tyson was the greatest boxer of all time.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Greatest boxer of all time, Mike Tyson.
I would have to say drunk adult.
All right, you're saying drunk adult, Kelly.
Yeah, I agree.
I was a little kid.
Oh, no! Come on! Seriously? That's pretty drunk adult.
All right, what happened?
I got into a heated debate with another kid at school about whether Mike Tyson is the greatest heavyweight champ of all time. The kid called Tyson a punk. So I punched him in the eye.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a punk. Wow. All right, Danielle, you're 0-1, all right?
Yep.
All right, let's go. Number two.
I punched a mall Santa Claus in the face.
Wow, there's a lot of violence on this one today.
There is a lot of violence today.
All right, punched a mall Santa in the face. Little kid, drunk adult.
I'm going to have to go with little kid.
Okay, little kid, Kelly.
See, I want to say little kid, too, but I feel like they're going to sucker punch us with a drunk adult. No pun intended.
No pun intended.
I'll stick with little kid.
All right, so, wait. Kelly says little kid. Danielle, yeah. You said drunk adult?
No, little kid.
No, she said little kid, too.
All right,
she's
you both said
little kid, yeah.
Both said little kid. All right, what is it?
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, for Lord's sake.
Come on now. I'm out.
Listen. All right. Oh, shoot. What happened?
The mall, Santa cut me in line, food court, and when I complained, he shoved me. Being drunk, I slugged him. I was arrested and banned from the mall for life.
Wow. Wow. Kids, let this be a lesson to you. If you try to punch Mall Santa, you will get banned from the mall for life.
He is sacred. He's sacred ground.
Danielle, got to be honest. You're not doing too well.
No, I'm batting 1,000, huh?
You are batting 1,000 in the wrong direction. Yeah. I will say that.
We are both losing.
All right. All right. Last one, Danielle. Let's try to eke out a win on this one. All right. Little kid, drunk adult.
I licked a bufo toad and wound up in the hospital.
Oh, licked a toad, wound up in the hospital. Little kid, drunk adult.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a 50-50 chance, Danielle.
I'm going to go with drunk adult.
All right, you're saying drunk adult.
Yep, I will too.
All right,
drunk adult, licking toads.
You both say drunk adult. Show
Let's
me.
Do it.
Drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I think that might be more talented than actually getting them all right, is getting them all wrong, Danielle.
0 for 3.
You know, it's a given talent.
Oh, it's wow. A talent that maybe, Danielle, that was your special talent. I don't know.
That could be it.
It's not Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive. It's getting every question wrong. All right, what happened?
As a child, I used to lick everything, and I loved all animals. So I was playing outside, and I saw the toad, and I picked it up, and I licked it. And in minutes, I was vomiting and seeing colors I didn't even know existed.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and my parents rushed me to the emergency room, and I eventually came down, but it was a wild ride.
Wow. Okay.
Everything they said was true about that?
I guess so.
Oh, my gosh.
Danielle, at least we have...
Absolutely.
Yes, you do.
At least we have Gloria Gaynor to make us feel good about this. Hey, you know what?
Holy cow.
I feel bad for you. And normally we would say, if you get zero wrong, you don't get anything. But we're going to hook you up, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right.
Mostly we ran out of time.
And we ran out of time for this segment. So congrats, Danielle. You win.
Thank you.
You are welcome. You are welcome. All right.
Oh, my gosh. It was fun.
Enjoy the concert and enjoy the show. And hang on the line. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Oh, that was great. That's one of the rare occurrences where zero for three.
Both of you, zero for three.
Yeah, no, I am not going to sit there and say I did anything.
No, you did not. Ben and Kelly, good morning.
These beautiful things that are...
99.7 DJX. So Kelly has something important she needs to ask me involving lying and husbands. So if you're within the sound of my voice and you're either a husband or you've got one, maybe you should listen up. After Sabrina Carpenter on 99.7 DJX. All right, so Kelly, what are you wanting to talk about and put me to the test for?
I need to ask you some very important questions, and I feel like you need to represent all the husbands on planet Earth.
Okay, all the husbands and men or just husbands?
Just husbands.
Okay.
We're talking about husbands. These are common lies that most husbands tell, and I need to know if you've ever told any of these lies to your wife.
Okay, so you okay. All right, gotcha.
Okay.
I'm ready.
First of all, number one, I need to go to the grocery store, even when the fridge is fully stocked.
So you're asking...
Have you ever just, like, given her an excuse to, like, just get out of the house?
To get out
of...
Like,
I got to run this errand, but you don't really have an errand to run. You just want some alone time.
You know what? I'm going to honestly say no, I haven't done that. However, I have decided to go to the grocery store legit because I thought I wanted something. And we already had it in the house.
Ah, okay. That's fine. That makes sense. Okay. Now, for the wives, anytime they're going to Target, that's what's happening.
Okay.
They need to escape. It's famous. Target run. Here's another lie. I like all of your friends.
Oh,
they're like,
yeah, you know, I would say that there's a scale of friends.
Okay.
Where there's not... You know, they're not all on the same level.
They're not all equal?
Yeah.
Like, all right, I prefer hanging out with these friends before these friends.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Would she know your list? Would she know the ones that you like better than the others?
I think so.
This is so juicy.
I think so.
All right. Another lie.
Okay.
That husbands... say everything's okay.
Oh yeah, I say that all the time.
Yeah. So yeah. Even when you know you're clearly worried,
he's
probably not going to tell you.
Yeah, the S may be hitting the fan, but I'm still like, nah, everything's fine.
Yeah, you don't want to worry her about it because you feel like maybe she's going to amplify it 10 times.
Yeah. I just deal with it myself.
My husband does that to me all the time.
I'm going
to
deal with it myself.
Yes.
Yep.
Another lie. Yes, I cleaned up already. Especially when she's out of town on gigs.
Yeah.
Like, hey, did you clean up the house?
My clean up the house, I will look on my my Google map and see where she is. And then I will back time. Okay, I've got about a half an hour to get everything clean.
You're stalling until like, okay, she's 50 minutes away. I have got to clean up the kitchen.
The very last, I'll wait until the very last minute to do every single like chore that I was supposed to do.
Okay, and the number one lie.
Okay.
Common lie that a lot of husbands tell their wives. No, you look great. You look great in that outfit.
I mean, okay, so here's the thing. I genuinely think that she wears clothes well.
You're lucky your wife's hot.
I will say, however, that I have said to her, it's not my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
So
I
will say that. And I don't bring it out a lot, but I'm just like, it's not my favorite. But I kind of throw those in there every now and then just to show that it's not, I'm not always a yes man.
Does she take that well?
Sometimes. sometimes it's like, yep, yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking too.
But other times she's thinking she is like banging in this outfit. And
she's just like, why? And then I don't know how to follow that up.
So. Oh, God, yeah, no, you can't be honest.
And then I go to the store.
Yeah, you know what? I remember having errand.
Gotta go to the store. Gotta go to the store.
Gotta go get a thing.
See ya. Be right back. All right, so how'd I do?
I think you did pretty well. I think you were pretty honest.
Right.
As soon as we get done here, I'm going to go ask my husband the same questions.
Okay. So Eliza's husband won't let her drive his car. It's for a specific reason. We'll dive into this now.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Ladies, get ready for this. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I wanted to run this by you to see if you and your listeners thought it was weird, too.
Okay.
My husband won't let me drive his car.
All right.
So the other day, the AC in my car pooped out on me. And I have a pretty long commute.
Oh, nightmare.
So I asked my husband if we could swap cars. So I was kind of hoping that he would run my car to the dealer for me and get me a loaner on his way to the office. I thought this was a pretty typical thing that a husband would do for a wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we were not on the same page.
Mm.
He said he wasn't comfortable with me driving his car. It's a fancy BMW M6, and he really babies it.
I don't know the BMW series of cars. Is that like a...
it's one of those high-tech cars a big engine, fancy controls.
Okay.
I told him I just needed to drive to work and back, but this is what he said, and I have a feeling a lot of women are going to be like, oh, no, he didn't, because that's how I was.
Okay.
But he said, I don't think it would be a good idea. This is too much car for a woman to handle. Yeah, I know. I was shocked and disappointed that he made me feel like so small.
Yeah.
Now, before you think he's a complete and total ogre, he did come up with another solution.
Okay.
He rented a car for me and arranged to have my car towed to the shop.
Sure.
So that was nice, and I appreciate that he took the time to help me out, but I was hurt that he wouldn't trust me with his car.
Right.
I'm honestly still hurt and upset about it. I think I should be able to take his car like he takes my car, and I can't believe he doesn't trust me. We have two vehicles at the house, but I'm only allowed to drive one of them. It's kind of ridiculous, right? So how can I gain that trust, or should I even have to?
Okay, that kind of reminds me of the classic movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where they steal Cameron's dad's Ferrari that is untouched in their garage.
Uh-huh, and it keeps the track of the mileage.
Right, exactly, exactly. Man, Jacqueline says, as a car person, I'm on his side.
Really?
If he's ridden with her driving and he doesn't think she can handle it, I totally respect him for telling her.
Wow, okay. So, there is maybe the factor of she's not acknowledging what kind of a driver she is.
She is, right, exactly. Like, curb check!
Yeah,
And like, maybe who knows, maybe the rims on her car are all dinged up because she scrapes them along curbs and...
Listen, with my track record, I would not let me drive it. I will openly admit that. I have seen the back of my own mailbox with the bumper. I have done it in the parking garage. I scraped up the side. Yeah, there are things. I knocked a mailbox. Gosh, mailboxes and I don't get along.
Yeah, so as you were telling her situation, I'm like on her side going, yeah, what a jerk husband. What a man. And then I'm like, all right, well, maybe she is a terrible driver. And he's
maybe
just like...
Maybe there is a little tidbit she's not... putting in there. Kayla said, if he's not like that all the time, I don't see the issue. I wouldn't let something like that bring tension. He found a solution.
Just live with it. Right. All right. Well, hey, I don't know if you've been in this situation where you are a spouse and you've got two cars, but you don't drive the other car, let us know how that all works in your situation, because I think maybe that could help in this situation.
One more comment. Tanya said, dress up super sexy, get him turned on, then tell him he ain't man enough to handle your engine. Then go trade your car for the exact same or more powered than his.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. 502.
That's one way to go.
Group therapy. So his car is too much for a woman to handle, according to Eliza, who has messaged us for group therapy. And she's like, yo, the AC in my car went out and my husband wouldn't even let me drive his car to work. Instead, got me a rental.
Says too much of a car for a woman to handle. Zach says, tell her to be a better driver. I'm sure he's got a good reason. Plus, that's an $80,000 car.
Well, that's funny that you say that, because there are several people in the comments that are saying, like Jennifer, who says, ha ha ha, a BMW M6 is just a $50,000 car. It's not like... it's not like the BMW M3, which is more like a $500,000 car.
Ooh.
Now, I could see him being skittish over you driving off in that, but if his panties are in a wad over a $50,000 car, then he has some issues. The car's insured, right? So what's the problem? Glad he at least got you a loaner. But this is some quirky insecurity mixed with control on his part. Hilarious. Tell him to grow up.
Wow. Jacqueline said, you know, maybe she can gain his trust by driving his car while he's with her. If he doesn't, like, trust her ability to be able to handle it, then, yeah, maybe she drives his car, makes him feel better.
Yeah, Haley brings up a good point in texting and says, I think the problem is that he didn't say the problem was her driving. He said it was too much of a car for a woman and totally generalized the situation. So as a woman, that would totally make me cringe.
Laura said the exact same thing. Not sure if I have all the context here, but he got himself a fancy car while you drive a car without AC. Then he insults you to your face and your entire gender. He might have come up with a rental car solution to bide his time, but is there something more to this? Does he value the car more than you? Is he hiding something in the car he doesn't want you to see? Not only is it weird, it's not right. If your name is on the car, you have every right to drive it.
I will say, though, the comments are pretty mixed.
They are.
They are pretty mixed with, like, sticking up for him, and because that's the one thing we don't know, is she a good driver or does she bang up her car all the time?
Yep, she did not give any indication as to if she's got any sort of track record of not being a good driver.
Yeah, we got a message from a listener and said, my husband said the same thing about our 2020 Mustang GT. 6-speed manual transmission, 480 horsepower.
Ooh. Okay, Amy Jo said, I agree that he didn't say the right thing at all, and an apology is definitely warranted. But this could be a teaching moment, though. Ask him to give you driving lessons in his car in a safe space until he's satisfied that you can handle the car. That way, if this comes up again, it won't be an issue.
So my sister and my brother-in-law, they had two cars, and they were going to reduce their cars just to one. They got rid of my sister's car because she drove a Subaru wagon, and my brother-in-law refused to drive that car because it was a Subaru wagon.
And didn't want to be seen in it.
There's a stigma that comes with driving a Subaru wagon that he was not about. And so,
oh, listen, I used to have a yellow Beetle with daisy wheels and a little flower in the vase in the dashboard. And my husband, at the time when we were dating, he drove it. He got comments.
Oh, I'm sure he did. But kudos to your husband for driving it, because if it were my...
Yep, he was just like, whatever.
If it were my brother-in-law, he'd have been like, nope, I'll walk.
Nope. Man, I love that car.
So, I don't know. What are we saying here? Because I do feel like the unknown is her ability to drive, but...
I really like the idea of, okay, if he's so uncomfortable with her behind the wheel, I feel like, let's go ahead, drive the car with him, take a little driving lesson so that he feels more comfortable that she can handle it, and she'll get used to how to handle it if it's way different than what she drives.
All right, one last comment from Ginger, who says, if it were me, the next time he needs to drive your car, I would tell him that the mechanic fixed the previous issue, which was that a man had driven it improperly. Tell him it's too girly for him and he can't drive it, as you don't want it to break down again from overexposure to too much testosterone. That's pretty petty and funny at the same time. Let this situation right now go. You've got the rental. You've got that figured out. Your car is going to get fixed. So
in the future down the road, if this does come up again, let's say, listen, I need you. Let's figure out how to get you more comfortable with me driving your car.
Yeah.
So let's go out for a little driving lessons. You can teach me all about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck. Let us know how it all works out for you. All right, Kelly, I want you to stick your nose in your arm and give yourself a big old sniff.
Okay. I smell kind of a fruity, I guess, mango pomegranate kind of a smell. Deodorant that I have.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that's obviously some sort of lotion or deodorant that you're wearing, correct?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's a deodorant.
So the reason I ask is apparently people with similar body odors are more likely to become instant friends.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Now, this is without lotions or, you know, perfumes or anything like that. This is just your own body pheromones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The people that have the similar body odors apparently become or are more likely to become friends, to have
they gravitate towards each other.
Yeah, to have a connection with one another because of...
Get out. Well, how do you describe your smell?
Well, I smell a little...
I don't really, like, have a smell on my arm, really.
I actually, like, my arm, I almost smell... I have, like, subtle... I almost want to say campfire tones.
You have campfire tones?
But then when I get closer to my, like, armpit, I smell more, like, deodorant-like.
Yes. I guess we should have done this test when we were fresh out of the shower, free from lotions. But then I feel like then you're going to have a hint of whatever body wash you used, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I guess. It's not necessarily perfect.
So maybe we need to really just go back to when we were a baby, right? Fresh out the oven, that's our natural smell, right?
So I am wondering, would it be awkward?
It's already awkward.
If when you are being introduced to someone and you shake their hand, if you immediately sniff your hand.
If you do that, you're not going to have many new acquaintances or friends. Are you assuming that we adopt kind of a dog lifestyle? You know, they sniff each other immediately. When they see each other, they start sniffing butts.
You know what? That is...
No.
That is actually...
Nope, that is not. No.
I'm just saying they're onto something.
No, they're not onto something.
They're doing the exact same thing we are, but they're doing it...
No.
I'm not saying that we sniff each other's butts, but I'm just saying...
Okay.
If we say, oh, hi, Kelly, nice to meet you, and then I immediately go...
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Or if you, like, you go in for a hug...
And you just
sniff their neck.
And you just linger a little bit. You just linger a little bit longer.
I mean, creep-tastic level off the charts right now. I mean, no.
You might be.
Think our greeting customs.
I'm just saying, you might be missing out on your next best friend if you don't.
No, I don't think we start smelling
because
each other.
Humans gravitate towards other humans who have similar scents.
Listen, I appreciate the perfume industry, the lotion industry, all the people that put out the smell goods in the world. You guys are doing God's work so that we all can smell much prettier. And I appreciate that personally.
Get to a quick text from Donks who said, how is it I just tuned in and Ben is talking about not sniffing each other's butts?
It's Ben and Kelly, the best smelling radio show.
I mean, we are, right?
Yes, we are.
Come on in, give me a hug.
No. Oh, gosh, no one's up to hug. They're going to hear this and be like, nope, Ben's a sniffer when he hugs. Don't do that.
I'm just looking for my next best friend. All right, Kelly, quick question, okay?
Uh-huh.
Say you were driving to work, say, today, and you realized, oh my gosh, left my phone at home.
I've actually done that
before,
and it was the longest day ever. I felt so out of touch.
So you just said, "Welp, sucks to suck. I guess I'm going to live without my phone."
I didn't realize it until I got to work.
Oh.
And then I had to leave a message on my husband's phone, just like, hey, if you need to get a hold of me, you got to call me at the office. I had to call, send an email to the school, hey, if you need to get in touch with me, this is the number to call. Like, it's a thing when you forget your phone and you have, kids that need to know and you have to be able to be gotten a hold of, that kind of stuff.
So this was a fun question asked, and you got to think, how far would you have to be before you wouldn't go back for it? And obviously, Kelly's answer was to work.
Well, yeah, I feel like whenever you discover that you don't have it, that's when you make that judgment. I did not discover it till I got all the way to work.
So it's max 10 minutes is the average answer. People are like, all right, if I'm 10 minutes away, that means I can turn around now, get back to home in 10 minutes. Then I'm only
a 20 minute loss.
20 minute loss. Right. Exactly. Okay. And that's assuming literally that you get home and magically your phone appears in your car. You don't have to like get out of your car, walk into your house, unlock everything, go find your thing.
Well, especially if you don't know where it is in the house, then you have to waste time finding it. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And I'm thinking, man, okay. And there has been that one time that we've been going out of town for one of my wife's gigs we forgot.
Damn, if you guys get separated, all that kind of stuff. I was leaving one time. It was, Friday. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving to go home for the weekend. I get around the block and I realize I don't have my phone. I had to come all the way back, park in the parking garage, come all the way up to the third floor and get my phone. That was annoying. That was super annoying. But you can't go the whole weekend without your phone. You're going back.
We literally are sounding like first world problems right now.
Absolutely we are, but it's so relatable.
All right, so there you go. By the way, phone, if you want to text us, 502-571-997. Taking the trash out is so boring, isn't it?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better if, like, you felt appreciated when you took the trash out?
Who's going to appreciate it? Your spouse? Like, hey, honey, I really appreciate you doing that. That's not a fun job. Thank you.
I mean, sure. But what if it was the trash can?
Oh, the trash can is appreciating it?
Yeah. What if the trash can itself appreciated your deposit?
Like a talking trash can?
This city in Sweden is trying to entice residents to help clean up the streets a little bit, you know?
Okay.
So they have installed talking garbage cans. And after you throw away your trash, well, I'll just play it for you, okay?
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. Was that a moan? Was that a moan from the trash can?
Yes, the garbage cans moan. And they say racy things after being fed trash.
I am uncomfortable.
That is a trash can.
No, sir.
That is a trash can.
No, I don't. I don't need those sounds coming from a trash can. I would like, nom, nom, nom. Oh, that was tasty. Thank you so much. Or something like that. Like Cookie Monster eating some cookies. That would be fun to listen to. But no, I don't need moaning.
Maybe that didn't work. Maybe they tried that before. Maybe it just didn't work.
I don't think they tried that. I think they went straight to the moaning and I'm uncomfortable.
Well, they're seeing if it's going to work. So, maybe.
I don't think it's going to work.
Kelly.
Listen, I can't make my kids take the trash out then. Oh, God.
This trash can really likes this trash.
No. No, sir.
Really likes it a lot.
That takes away a chore that I've given to my kids. I'm not. No, that is problematic.
So.
Let's make it more happy fun, like eating noises, like nom, 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 nom.
Well, again, these aren't trash cans, personal trash cans. These are the trash cans that are around the city. So,
okay, well, maybe, this would be fun. Like burping sound effects. Like you feed it and then a big belching sound effect. That would be funny.
Sure. Kelly, you know what? Obviously, they didn't ask you before.
They did not. They did not come to me first because I would have told them from the very beginning, nope, wrong sounds.
Before they went straight to.
Nothing sassy about that. That is so misplaced. Such a bad idea. I mean, I like where their head's at. Let's make taking out the trash a little bit more fun. I get that. Just pick the wrong sounds. They pick the wrong sounds.
Well, we'll see. If it cleans up Sweden, this city in Sweden, then we'll know that at least that city is all right with it. So. Oh my God.